Is this on?
As soon as you got your hands on me, I'd soil me kilt.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton. Looking good, buddy.
Yeah, he's back.
Fresh cut.
Wait a minute. Are they going to give you a title shot?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, you just wanted to look good.
You should have negotiated that in your new contract.
Right. They're also going to be dyeing my beard.
Oh.
So I don't look as old.
Wow.
Yeah. That's right.
Tommaso Ciampa.
I know why you shaved your head. You're excited for this time of year. We are leading up to the Royal Rumble. My favorite pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You have no idea who's going to win.
Right.
Who's going to take it.
Right.
Could it be Kevin Owens who declared?
No.
Could it be Johnny Knoxville?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Better chance than Kevin Owens.
For sure.
You just don't know.
I'd give him like a 75% chance at this point.
Andrew, with all the rumors, you're going to have 72 names to check.
Yeah.
Or who's going to be in the Rumble
on
the scorecard.
There's
so many different people.
Let me hit you with some knowledge real quick.
Hit me.
Hand me that Undertaker figure.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. So if this was the top rope, Undertaker would be eliminated.
Oh my God.
If this right here was the Royal Rumble, Undertaker would be eliminated.
Did they change the rules?
They must have. Yeah.
What if he goes like under that rope, but then still goes over like that?
No.
No, he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. Oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrew.
Now, what if he goes over that rope and he lands on Booker T?
He's out.
Is Booker T a commentator or a wrestler?
Both.
Oh wow.
I actually got him to stay on.
Well, then I guess he's good.
Right.
He's fine.
This would be more accurate if that was a Triple H figure.
Even better, he could be standing on pancakes and still not be eliminated.
True.
Oh, shit. Kurt Angle. Now they're all eliminated.
This is why I have to take the toys away.
Yeah, exactly. Kurt, go back to 69ing Sting.
He's like, you got it. Look at that face.
Oh, he's...
You got it.
He's excited.
That was supposed to be the best kept secret of this podcast.
Was it, though?
They're behind everyone else, so I don't know if you can really see it on camera. Like, maybe people are like, it looks like they're kind of 69ing, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And now Undertaker's watching.
And now you got two wrestlers.
You underestimate our fans. They watch our YouTube videos like a fucking Marvel trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
They find everything.
And now Booker T and Undertaker are rooting them on.
Yeah.
There was one show a few years ago where I didn't gel my hair.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And that became like this big deal. I was like, okay, take it easy, Rito.
It was trending worldwide on Twitter.
It was.
Yeah.
Booker T's like, get him, sucker. He's talking to Kurt.
Yeah.
Dig them holes.
Yeah.
Fill them holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways.
What are we doing?
Welcome to the show.
What's happening?
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
We got the Royal Rumble next week. Yes, I am the champ, so I'm defending my belt.
Oh. Is that still a thing?
Yeah.
I guess, as long as
I'm the champ, it is.
Okay.
It's like I almost don't want to be affiliated with.
I know.
Give them.
Well, we have a better looking belt than any of the WWE ones.
Well, that's the damn truth.
You know? Yeah, that's true.
I mean, look at this thing.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Especially because it's got my cartoon face on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It might be a little damaged.
Right.
You know, Ryan, if you want to send us a new one, you know.
What about, like, you know how the WWE and Universal title have, like, the two W's? What if we get one with four W's?
That's it. It's just all W's. Yeah. That'd be a hilarious joke just to mock WWE.
Right. It's just W inside of W inside of W inside of W.
Even the sides
looks like Wonder
have
Woman,
W's
Wonder Woman.
On them.
Yeah. And it's in the shape of a W.
Yes.
W.
W belt.
How do I wear this? It's just a giant W.
Well,
I don't know.
That's the fun part. You don't.
You carry it.
So, all right. Before we get into SmackDown and Raw, we have to thank some new patrons. So, thank you to Mark Stotch.
Yeah.
Daniel O'Neill.
Yep.
With two L's.
Oh, okay.
And then my favorite last name of all time, Candace Hoerecker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I think this might be Cody's wife because there's a Cody Hoerecker on our patron.
Oh.
On our Patreon.
Wow.
So, we have two Hoereckers.
Wow.
On our Patreon page. So, thank you very much.
It happens.
That's, double the pleasure, double the fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So see, if you have a wife, get her to sign up for Patreon.
Absolutely.
Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. $5 a month gets you everything. You can cancel anytime. We just did, what did we just do? Oh, yeah, we just did the, one of our bonus episodes was a trivia game with KJ. Yes. We all KJ's competed quiz. Against each other.
We did.
It was a lot of fun.
I don't remember who won, but it's not important.
You have to watch to find out that I that someone won.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. I'll just take this out, I guess. But anyways, we also have the Royal Rumble pay-per-view coming this month.
We do.
And we have one more bonus episode because we have to make up for December.
We do.
So,
yeah,
we're still figuring that out.
We are, but we always deliver.
We always
it's always great.
Of course. Wow. Patreon.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling. And subscribe and listen to our new podcast, Hollywood Hogwash. Available anywhere podcasts are heard. You can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Hollywood Hog Pod, and subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/HollywoodHogwashPod.
Hog Pod.
Me and Josh, we reviewed The Kingsman. Mm. It was terrible.
Mm. Was it?
It was so bad.
Really? That's such a good franchise.
So bad. Not anymore, it's not.
Damn it.
I loved the first two movies.
Yeah, they're great. Even the second one's great.
The first one's like the best James Bond movie ever made.
Right.
This is
This is getting out of hand.
The Hollywood Hogwash podcast was supposed to be fun.
I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing about movies that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna move on to Peacemaker because our fans have been watching it and they've been requesting it and they say that's really good.
I did finally catch up with Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start watching Peacemaker.
I heard, you know, it's R-rated, so I heard you see a lot of Cena ass.
Oh.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
But do you?
I don't know.
Do you actually see it?
Well, you see like half of his cock in that Amy Schumer movie. So, I mean,
half cock.
Yeah.
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 That's a washcloth covering his horse cock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. SmackDown opens with Seth Rollins, and he's just laughing backstage. It was just to show us that he was there.
Guys, all right.
Seth Rollins is here.
Living the gimmick.
Yeah. And then we have an in-ring promo from the Usos. Yeah. And they're kind of like going back and forth between being baby faces and heels.
Very strange.
Baby heels.
Baby heels. They brag about beating the New Day last week, but they do respect the New Day. They respect them.
You only say that when you're a face. Paul Heyman turned face and started saying the word respect.
Yeah.
He never said that before.
Then they introduce four tag teams that are competing for a title shot. But they're corny as fuck, and they're acting as baby. They're like, oh, first up, we've got those Lotharios. Oh, they're going to fuck your wife.
Yeah.
So they all come out, and then the Usos super kick two of them and roll out of the ring before the match starts.
Seems fair.
Whatever. So it's like, oh, okay, so you're not baby faces.
Yeah. Right.
But I like baby heels. That's a nice word, like, you know, Josh coined transfacial.
Yeah.
But baby heels, that's a good one.
Baby heels.
Baby heels.
We're just baby heels.
Yeah.
So we have the Los Lotharios versus Cesaro and Mansoor.
That legendary tag
team. That's a tag team.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you don't remember?
No.
They have the Viking Raiders.
You do?
versus Jinder Mahal and Shanky.
There it is.
I was going to give you there a drum roll. But, all right.
And the Viking Raiders hit the Viking Experience on Humberto for the win.
No.
So they'll lose to the Usos at some point.
Correct. Okay. At some point.
Hopefully not the Royal Rumble. Like, we don't need to stack the Royal Rumble card.
Well,
we just need a few matches.
That's
really
true.
It should be the two women, it should be the two Royal Rumbles, the two title matches.
Yeah.
And maybe like one more, like that's all we need, cuz the Rumbles are long anyway.
They're long.
Yeah.
We could just do those four matches and I'd be fine.
Right.
Of course.
Like please, that's all we need.
I'd be more than happy with that.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Shanky, is Veer coming?
Oh, he's coming.
Okay.
Oh. We'll talk about him later.
All right.
Backstage, Naomi walks into Sonya Deville's office and says, "It's cold in here, just like your heart, Cruella."
You have a button for that.
I have a few buttons.
Yeah.
That was crickets.
Dominic
bullshit.
Look, I don't want to.
I mean, my favorite.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
The writing this week on both shows was just atrocious, like worse than usual.
Correct.
And
like he's got to be tanking at this point. I'm just convinced of that.
Right.
Vince is like, we got to tank this.
Does he think he's going to get a draft pick or something?
Yeah. Raw's going to get number one draft pick.
Number one draft pick. Fuck you, AEW. What is he talking about?
I choose Wardlow.
Right. Yeah.
Wardlow.
He's so hard up.
And the entire AEW locker room's like, yeah.
Even Wardlow probably wishes he can go to WWE so that he'll win matches.
He'd be the champion tomorrow.
Like, all I do is beat jobbers and then I lose to everyone else.
Yeah. 6 months, he'd be champ.
Right.
He'd be like the new Diesel.
So Sonya finally tells Naomi why she hates her.
Oh.
We finally get the reason. You ready for this?
Go.
You want to know why you annoy me so bad? It's because you come waltzing in my office with your main character vibes when everyone knows you're just an extra. That's the explanation she
gives. That's all they got?
That's it.
That's all they can come up with?
That's all they got, yeah.
That's all I got, Vince. I'm sorry.
So out of the two of them, who's been a champion before?
Naomi.
Right.
With her glow-in-the-dark belt.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
Yeah. Okay.
Glow-in-the-dark belt.
But
anytime you say that, you have to hit that
button. Out of the two of them, if anyone was going to be a main character,
Naomi.
It would be Naomi.
Sure.
And if anyone was the extra, it'd be Sonya.
She's an extra. She plays a featured extra on the show.
She does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sonya tells Naomi to leave unless she wants to get fired, and Naomi leaves. She reminds her, as long as I'm wearing this suit jacket, you can't touch me.
She better jack it off.
And then later in the she does. Later in the show, we have multiple segments of Adam Pearce and Sonya Deville complaining that the room is too hot, and they take off their jackets. Multiple segments.
Mm.
Did this ever lead to anything, or did I just fast forward?
It kind of did.
Did it?
Mm. Well, they take off their jackets.
It went somewhere in my head, but.
They take off their jackets, and then Naomi comes back and says, oh, no jacket, no boss, right? So I guess we're to assume that Naomi somehow controlled the air conditioning in the building.
Of the entire arena.
The entire arena.
So all the fans are sweating.
They were messing with the thermostat and they couldn't change it.
So she made it too cold at first?
First it was too cold.
Then too hot.
Then she made it hot so that Sonya could take off her jacket and then she could beat her up.
So did she slug her?
No.
Oh, that was a waste of a segment.
Yeah.
That was Pierce a waste gives of Naomi life. A rematch against Charlotte Flair for next week to make her happy. But again, Pierce and Deville, this is the worst authority figures we've ever had in WWE.
By far.
Like, it's so bad.
They're just not doing anything with them.
No. We've had
Just like,
Hey there. We've had prime Vince McMahon. We've had Eric Bischoff, the best one.
Yeah.
Wow. We've had even Kurt Angle. Even like stupid Kurt Angle was more fun than this. You know?
Yeah.
At least it was like, at least you could laugh at it and make fun of it. This is just like, oh, is it hot in here? Man, it's hot in here.
It's not funny. It's not provocative. Anything.
And when we had the authority, at least we had Triple H.
Yeah.
At least we had Triple H.
It's true.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a promo from Sami Zayn. He's pissed about Johnny Knoxville from eliminating him in the not Royal Rumble match.
Correct. Yeah.
And he says he's also entering the Royal Rumble because anything Knoxville can do, he can do. By the way, I think we should have a tally counter for people announcing that they're in the Royal Rumble.
Okay.
And also people getting thrown over the top rope in non-Royal Rumble matches.
Mm-hmm. And then being reminded every single time.
If
that
was the Royal Rumble match, eliminated.
If you had a shot challenge, you'd be dead by the first hour of Raw.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You'd be dead. So Sammy says, nobody is better at being a jackass than Sami Zayn. And then everyone's like, and he's like, oh, no, wait. I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, haha. Comedy. Yeah.
So then he debuts his new show in Zayn.
Kind of funny. That's like the only funny thing on the show.
Right.
Not bad. In Zayn. Okay.
So Sammy plans to jump over the ring in a shopping cart.
Perfect.
Because he's got a ramp there.
With a 2-foot ramp.
Right.
And a landing pad.
And a landing pad on the other side. And he pussies out. I thought he was going to... Here's what I thought was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to... Because he has like two security guys ready to push him. And then he keeps stopping them. I thought he was going to be like, all right, get out of here. We're not doing it. And then Johnny Knoxville would come out and then like, you know, push him. And then obviously he would just like fucking hit the ring and crash.
Yeah,
right.
But that's a controlled enough crash that Sami Zayn could pull off.
Easily.
I feel.
Come on.
Like we could do that.
Come on.
It wasn't a very big ramp though.
No, he would just hit the ring and then just do a planned fall.
Yeah, he'd go up enough to land in the ring.
I don't think he would land. I don't know if he would. That ramp was so small.
Like it was.
Had an up angle though. Good up angle.
It was like this. It was like the tip of this pen.
I mean, if they really tried it, he would have hit like the second rope and then just bounced back.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it though?
But he could have jumped out at the last second and then, like, done a planned fall, you know?
But maybe. Honestly, why haven't we seen a Jackass stunt live? Why haven't we? Might as well bring out the guys and do
They're
one.
They're fucking too old.
You think?
To do one live?
Well, they have a whole movie. Something like that.
All
like
right, take 12. Come on, right. Steve-O. You can do it this time. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Rick. So then Rick Boogs comes out. He distracts Sammy, and then Shinsuke Nakamura hits Sammy with the Kinshasa. Because remember, Nakamura is the Intercontinental Champion.
Uh-huh.
In case you forgot, which you did.
When was his last defense we figured out? September?
Never. I don't
never.
Think.
September?
No, that was the last time he was like Intercontinental Champion.
I think that's the last time he wore the belt.
I don't think he's defended it again since winning it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking horrible.
So Nakamura hits the Kinshasa, then Boogs throws Sammy out of the ring and onto the crash pad. It was like, well, okay.
Yeah, right.
You were nice to him.
Then. Nice fall. Nice fall.
But like, Look. Why did Boogs cut his hair? He's supposed to be a rock star.
Right.
And now he's got like a fucking crew cut.
He sold out, man.
He sold out.
He did.
Yeah.
He's turning heel. Heel turn imminent.
Right.
Yeah.
He cut his hair. He's going to reform Rights to Censor or something.
Oh.
Maybe. No more rock music.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Aaliyah versus Natalya.
Oh.
Megan Moran interviewed Aaliyah before the match, and they acted as if Aaliyah's never wrestled before.
Right.
No.
Like, they're like, this is your first singles match in WWE. What's NXT? That's not canon. That's not... Doesn't AEW own that? What are you talking about?
We only know NXT 2.0.
That's right.
I don't know what this NXT is.
Yeah. Right. But here's Aaliyah's babyface promo that's supposed to make us like her.
I'm all nerves. I mean, ever since I was a little girl, I've dreamed of stepping into a WWE ring.
Yeah.
And tonight, I get to do it against Natalya. She's a Triple Crown Women's Champion. I just hope I put on a good showing and, you know, try not to embarrass myself.
Can that be on the soundboard?
Yeah, maybe that Alistair's gone. We can replace this with her. Wait, just
do Let me
hold on.
And, you know, try not to...
When
we were kids...
Maybe that should replace Alistair.
When we were kids, and this was a different time, we used to do the thing where we'd be like, Doi! Right? Like, if you were stupid. Right. That's literally what she's doing right there.
I didn't think it was that funny till Eric died laughing. Now I think it's the funniest thing ever.
It's getting better.
It is.
Oh,
Jesus.
What the fuck was that? We're supposed to like her?
Right.
Yeah, we love you, Aaliyah. That was amazing.
Yes, thank you for the soundboard submission.
She just wants to be on the soundboard. That's all.
Oy,
that's all it is.
Oy,
oy,
oy.
Yeah, that's when I was in New York in November and I had too much to drink. I was partying with my friends. And then, you know, the next morning I went to the bathroom and oy, and then I just, you know, that's what I did.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes.
God, how embarrassing.
Yeah. Very embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
So then Natalya walks up with the 2022 Guinness Book of World Records.
Right.
Because...
She
holds 3 world records. Why is WWE in the Guinness Book of World Records?
That's a good question.
Money! Of course.
Yeah.
Like, how much did they pay? They paid Guinness Book of World Records to be in their...
They will literally give a world record to anybody for anything.
Yeah.
So they did it because they wanted to be referenced in the book.
Right.
But then Aaliyah says, oh... The Guinness Book of World Records. I didn't even know that was still a thing. So they make fun of it.
Right. Neither did I, honestly.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I mean, no one cares about this anymore. Like, if it's a... The Guinness has fake records now?
Of course.
Like...
Yeah. Right.
Natalya has the most wins for a female in WWE history. Right. She's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
They scripted her the most wins.
The Undertaker has the most wins in WrestleMania history. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Brawler is the most losses. He's in the
Probably.
So Aaliyah makes her entrance and we go to commercial. And when we come back, Natalya again tells us that she has 3 world records and she's going to get a 4th tonight after having the fastest victory of any woman in WWE history.
So hitting the predictability button.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Natalya attacks Aaliyah before the match, and the ref tells the ring announcer the match is off. She can't compete.
Yeah.
So the ring announcer says, I've just been informed that Aaliyah is not able to compete. However, right after that, Aaliyah begs the ref, and then the ring announcer says, I've just been informed that Aaliyah is now able to compete.
Yes.
She had 5 seconds to recover.
Yeah, that's all you need, really.
The funny thing is that she was so hurt. And as soon as the ref said, hey, she can't compete, she jumps up.
Yeah.
Like she hasn't been hit once.
Right.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
She was, it was like a soccer player.
Did she make that sound when she got beat up, too?
Oh, yeah, just nonstop.
That's the sound you that gets made by all of us when you get hit like right there.
Oh yeah,
where the windpipe is
right.
Yeah. Watch. Ready, yeah. Eric? I'm gonna hit you right there.
All right,
ready?
Yeah.
Try not to.
Oh, shit. Oh damn it! Thank God for editing. Huh?
Embarrass myself.
Embarrass yourself.
Wait, one more time. Go.
Watch, Eric.
You know, try not to. Embarrass myself.
Well, we certainly
this is why
did
it
that.
Has to be a button.
That's we certainly did that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So the bell rings, and Aaliyah immediately beats Natalya with a roll up.
Yeah.
And then the ring announcer says, I've just been informed.
Who's informing this person?
That Aaliyah has set a new WWE record for fastest victory of 3.17 seconds. I guess that's beating The Rock's when he beat Eric Rowan at WrestleMania.
5 seconds.
Well, Natalya said 3.8, so this was 3.17.
Mm.
It probably wasn't, though, but whatever.
Who cares?
They probably just made that number up.
I think his Rock did a rock bottom.
Right.
To Eric Rowan.
Yeah.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
A roll-up's quicker.
A roll-up is quicker. You don't have to hit a move first.
And more devastating.
Yeah, clearly.
So next up, Michael Cole introduces the return of Lita.
Okay.
Lita says, I'm competing in the Royal Rumble because I think I have one more run left in me. And I want a main event WrestleMania.
Ruh-ro.
But then out
where
comes...
Where were you 10 years ago?
Right.
Out comes Charlotte Flair. That's exactly how I felt.
Man. Out comes Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte walks down the ramp like a robot because she's in high heels and she has to keep looking down and make sure she doesn't fall over.
Yeah,
reminded me of when Stephanie McMahon would do the same thing every week.
Correct.
If you can't wear them, if you can't walk in them, then don't wear them.
That's it. No, we don't care what you're wearing. You're already giant.
So Charlotte says, I'm going to win the Rumble and choose my opponent for WrestleMania. Again, the writing was bad. Lita tells Charlotte, how are you going to throw anyone over the top rope with that big head of yours?
They were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte reminds Lita, I retired your best friend a couple years ago, and I'm going to do the same thing to you at the Royal Rumble.
All right. So Charlotte versus Lita at WrestleMania.
Maybe.
Foreshadowing.
I mean, probably, if Sasha's not going to be back.
And right. Give Lita the win?
No. No, of course not.
Why not?
You shitting me?
Right.
So Lita makes Charlotte flinch by faking a slap. And then she hits her with a twist of fate, which Charlotte sold terribly.
Sure.
Because she was wearing high heels.
Right.
Like
you're going to a wrestling ring. You know you're going to take a move.
Yep.
Why?
Charlotte has been so awful lately.
Right.
Like, even when we were tired of her, you could at least acknowledge, well, she is good at what she does, but she's been really bad lately.
Right.
Like, botching constantly in her matches. You know, her promos are always fucking boring. You can't even take a twist of fate because you're in giant high heels.
Maybe she's taking after Daddy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Woo! Just drinking right before the match.
Maybe the Andrade relationship is, you know, because it's going up and down.
Mm.
They deleted each other on social media. And now they're back on and Andrade's like, you fucking idiots. Yeah. We were never broken up. Yeah. Why did you delete 50 pictures of her then on your Instagram, buddy? Like, come on now. Like, you did that, not us.
She feels like it's like when Randy Orton just kind of phones it in.
Right.
Like, it's like that, but worse.
Way worse.
Because at least when Randy's phoning it in, he'll still give you a good match.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Randy Orton.
Yeah.
He's Randy Orton.
This is just, like, bad.
Next up, we have Sheamus versus Ricochet. How many times have we seen this match over the past few years? Like, 100, 200, 300 times?
Sure.
Yeah, at least.
I mean, remember, like, last year was Ricochet, they were feuding, and then Ricochet put on Sheamus' hat and his jacket, and was dancing around like an idiot.
Yeah, yeah.
That was just last year.
What's dumb about this rematch is that,
as everything,
is that Sheamus just dominates and wins.
Like, he beats him every time.
What's the point of this?
Right.
By the way, Ricochet has new shitty entrance music. Welcome to the club, buddy.
Yeah.
Boy. So that sucks.
Right.
And then Sheamus wins with a brogue kick. If I was AEW, I would, you know, apparently CFO broke up. I would call them up and be like, hey.
Hey.
How much is it going to take for you guys to get back together and make music for us?
Can we get it?
Can we get Undisputed Era's song?
Yeah,
if not,
seriously.
Can you just make like a ripoff version of it?
Yeah.
Seriously, they need to do that.
Yeah. Why does everyone have to have shitty generic rock music?
Yeah. It sucks.
Who do you think's next?
Who knows?
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Charlotte Flair.
they can't even have that song.
Right.
Yeah. Rick sued his own daughter. Give me it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that's what it was. Like, Rick was like, if anyone should use the man, it should be my daughter. You know?
Right. No, but he said him. He's
he
the
did.
Man.
I know. You're right. Oh, yeah. Next up, Kofi Kingston reads a proclamation from King Woods.
Yeah.
Kofi says Woods will miss the Royal Rumble due to a calf injury, but that Kofi will enter the Rumble in his place.
So he'll just enter the Rumble.
He'll just enter the Rumble. Yeah, I imagine he'd be in anyway, right?
Yeah. Correct.
You're Kofi. You
got to jump on pancakes or crowns or whatever the fuck.
Right.
So Kofi is interrupted by Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss. And Moss has another joke.
What do you call the New Day when it's just Sir Kofi in the ring alone, so scared to face me in a match that he loses control of his bowels? The Poo Day.
Try not to.
Good, there you go.
Vince? Vince?
Well, Vince, you know.
This is such good shit.
Literally.
Vince wrote the joke, so yeah, of course he's going to love it.
Red card.
Red card.
Red card for Vince.
So Kofi then says, that's funny, because I plan to drop a deuce on your forehead. Don't respond to the joke with another poop joke.
Right.
And you're going to shit on his head? What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
It's fucked up. So we have Kofi versus Moss. Kofi throws Moss out of the ring, and Cole tells us.
Hey.
He says it.
He says it.
If this were the Royal Rumble, Moss would have been eliminated.
Yeah.
So.
Because we don't know what wrestling is.
No.
Or the Royal Rumble.
No. It's only like everyone's favorite match of the year.
Correct.
So Kofi goes for the SOS, but Moss rakes his eyes and then hits the punchline for the win.
Yeah.
Which is just like a neck breaker.
It is. It's almost like the skull crushing finale, but with a neck breaker instead of falling face first. Mm.
Well, it's LA Knight's finisher, but the guy's turned around.
Oh, yeah.
He's facing a different direction.
Okay, like, yeah.
It's almost the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God we don't have to see that guy anymore.
LA Feet. Yeah.
Next up, we have Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns face to face. We have two heels trying to out-heel each other.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, they're both good, but it's just so many heel-heel matches. Seth asks Roman to fist him for old time's sake.
Yeah.
Reigns says that's beneath me now. And he's like, yeah, I used to be beneath you when I did it.
When I fisted you.
So Seth says, I know I was the last person you wanted to see last week because our track record in singles matches for championships is pretty one-sided. I won them all, so I understand. And one of our fans pointed out to me on Twitter that Roman did beat Seth one time. It was on like a Raw, but it wasn't for a title.
Oh, okay.
That's like the only singles victory he has over Seth. But yeah, like Seth said, as far as championship matches are concerned, he's always beaten him. So Reigns then says, you're talking about the past. I'm in God mode nowadays. I'm the tribal chief. I'm the head of your table. I'm the greatest universal champion of all time, which makes me the greatest to ever do this. Mm. So Seth says, I held your hand when we were in the Shield. And now you need the bloodline to hold everything up. So do you really understand who the greatest is here? Don't forget, I created you, and I can destroy you.
Yeah.
So Reigns is like, look, if I wanted to face a megastar, I wouldn't have chose you from Raw. You wouldn't even be the one I chose from your own household. If I wanted to main event the Royal Rumble, I would have chose your wife.
Yeah, you already said that. You didn't have to say it again.
Yeah.
Just ruined it.
So then the Usos try to attack Rollins from behind, but Seth ducks and he does some like Reggie shit to escape.
Right. He's been hanging out on Raw too long.
It's true. But that's how SmackDown ends. You know, not a bad segment, but...
No.
I mean, then you have the rest of SmackDown, which we just talked about. Not good. It's not good. So Raw starts with an in-ring promo from Becky Lynch. And it's about time someone in WWE called Doudrop Doo-Doo, because everyone else has been doing it.
I mean... Correct.
So Becky finally calls her Doo-Doo. She says, Doudrop didn't get herself a title match. I did that. So out comes Doudrop, who tells Becky, you didn't help me last week. But if it was your plan to face me instead of Bianca Belair, then it was the biggest mistake you ever made.
No, sir.
So
she's not losing.
It really feels like they're leaving Liv out of this.
Right.
Like, she does come out, but Becky didn't want to fight Belair.
Which is good.
Well, it could be.
Because you want Liv to win the Rumble.
So Becky says, I did get you a victory last week, and if you follow my lead, I'll get you a victory this week, too. So Belair comes out, and she announces that she is officially entering the Royal Rumble match.
Yeah, we know. There's like six girls left.
Then Liv Morgan comes out, and she announces that she's officially entering the Royal Rumble match.
Mm. All right. It's three.
I think you missed a couple.
I think it's just... It's just that so far. If you're a woman, Sammy, you have to be there. Like,
yeah. There's a lot on Raw, so yeah.
Yeah.
Then Doudrop snorts like a pig and says, let's have the tag match already. She's like, Liv's like, I'm going to win. And she's like, let's just have the match now. Okay. You got it, Doudrop. Oh, Jesus.
Or was it the Aaliyah noise?
So we have Becky and Doudrop versus Liv and Bianca. Liv hit Becky with her springboard codebreaker. And Doudrop was supposed to break up the pin, but she was late. So Becky had to kick out, and for some reason, WWE posted this clip on social media claiming that Doudrop broke up the pin.
Yeah.
She did not.
Nope.
Why would you post the botch?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Did you? Then a minute later, Becky hit Liv with the manhandle slam, but Doudrop broke up the pin, attacking Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And then Doudrop went for the cover.
Yeah.
And the ref was like, hey, idiot, no. Right. No, dum-dum. Hey, get over there, dummy.
And she goes, oh, I understand now.
So then Doudrop dragged Becky to the corner to tag herself in. And then she hit Liv with the crossbody for the win.
Yeah.
And then after the match, Doudrop gave Becky the bonsai drop. You know, the Yokozuna's finishing.
Bonsai!
Yeah.
So there you go.
Right.
And Liv takes the pin.
Hey, dum-dum.
Liv takes the pin, and we have Becky versus Doudrop, another heel-heel match.
Heel-heel.
At the Rumble, which I do not want to see. There's nothing going to be good about that match.
No.
Backstage, Reggie asks Edge, do you have any advice for me against Omos tonight?
And Edge is like, I've never fucking fought him. Why would I know?
He's like, well, you fought The Undertaker, you fought The Big Show. And Edge is like, yeah, they're good wrestlers. I mean, Omos can't do anything.
Right, yeah.
So Edge says, Reggie, you could do things I've never seen before. And Reggie's like, oh, so I have a chance tonight? And Edge is like, hell no. But then Beth like slaps Edge's stomach like, hey, don't be mean to the little guy.
Yeah,
he's just a kid.
Hey, pucker up there, little buddy.
So Edge wishes Reggie good luck. And then Beth tells Dana Brooke, I've been watching you bust your butt for years. I'm so happy to see you wearing gold, even though I would never be caught wearing that fucking belt.
Yeah,
true.
I could roll you up right now and punch you in the face and easily.
Adam's wearing a referee shirt.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
So then Edge and Beth walk up to Damian Priest and they give him a hug because they're best friends, I guess.
Sure, yeah. They all live on the same street.
Faces stick together.
Edge tells Priest, I've been seeing a different side of you lately and I like it.
Ah.
And Priest tells Edge, or he asks Edge for some advice for the Royal Rumble. And Edge is like, you know, just throw them over the top rope. I mean, that's what you do, man.
Yeah. So does this mean Edge isn't in the Rumble, I guess?
No, he's not going to be in it.
Yeah.
No. Then Beth is handed a note by someone, and the note is from Maryse, who wants to meet Beth in the ring. Then Kevin Owens walks up and tells Priest, I'm looking forward to our match tonight, but Priest isn't buying it, and KO tells him, oh, and that other side of you doesn't need to come out tonight, you know.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah.
Then we have the Kevin Owens show with his best friend and soon-to-be Universal Champion Seth Rollins.
Yes.
And at first, KO compliments Seth on his drip.
The minutiae that goes into every detail of crafting these looks. Look, you always look great. You always look like $1 million, but tonight, you look marvelous, my friend. That's French for marvelous.
Old reference?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody get it?
Yes. Trish Stratus?
Yeah, she said it like a long time ago.
Yeah, it's an old SNL thing. You look marvelous. Billy Crystal said it in a skit that he did over and over again.
Oh, really?
It's better to look good than to feel good.
Like, so Trish stole it from Billy Crystal and then...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Trish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
So then Kevin Owens is too young to use that reference.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Trish tried to set it to Christy Hemme, like, I don't know, not long ago, a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
But Owens tells Rollins, Roman Reigns calls himself the head of the table, but you set the table. And Seth's like, yeah, I'm going to turn that blue belt red and take the Universal Championship back to Raw. Now you know he's 100% not winning.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's not going to happen.
No.
Then Kevin Owens teases a huge announcement. He's like, no one's going to see this coming. I have officially entered the Royal Rumble match.
Boom.
Bam, 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 bam.
So at least he kind of made fun of it.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Kevin Owens says, I'm going to win the Rumble, and then me and Seth will have the greatest main event of, in WrestleMania of all time.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe
could be.
He's not lying.
Yeah.
Then Damian Priest interrupts and tells Owens, if you don't want to see the Damian in me, then don't wake him up. What? Also, our match starts right now.
What?
Yeah.
Sounded sexual.
Owens hits a Swanton bomb, pop-up power bomb, but Priest kicks out. Priest hits his sit-down choke slam, but Owens kicks out. But in the end, KO fakes a leg injury and then hits Priest with a stunner for the win.
Oh.
And new... United States champion. Weird that they would give him the title here, but whatever.
Right.
He beat the champ.
Bit more momentum going into the Rumble.
Yeah.
Are we still keeping track of who the real United States champion is and who the real Intercontinental champion is?
Yes.
That's something we teased doing a few years ago.
Yeah.
Like, like whenever the champion loses on TV, but it's not for the belt, that person would get... So, like, right now, it could be, like, you know, Ricochet, for all we know.
Right.
Or Sheamus.
The Intercontinental champion, Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Still hasn't lost all this time.
Yeah. And Jungle Boy's the U.S. champ, if you really follow
that's
it all
really,
the way.
Crazy.
That's crazy.
That's surprising.
Crazy.
Next up, we have a promo for Veer Mahaan.
Oh.
Yes.
He's coming again.
Again.
You know, he didn't come for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So he built it up. Now he's coming hard. And like, speaking of world records, this has to be a world record for like coming.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has ever come this much.
No.
It's got to be a world record. Not, you know, like.
Right. Call Guinness.
He's been coming
right
and
now.
Coming for months.
And, he's not done yet. He's still coming. Who knows when he'll be finished.
Again, with the coming.
Yeah, so much coming. So much,
so much up, coming soon.
That's right. So the Rumble, I guess?
Yeah.
He's got to come out for the Rumble, right?
He's finally going to finish coming at the Rumble.
And then he'll be eliminated like Warlord.
That's my pick for Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Veer. I'm calling it right now and no one else could pick it.
Veer eliminates Johnny Knoxville?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got Johnny Knoxville eliminates Veer.
There you go.
Right.
Wow, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Final two, right?
First two.
Well, you know how they, like in some Rumbles, like the person thought they won, but then someone else comes from behind?
Right.
Like with Santino Morel, that'll be Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
It'll be like, oh, Kevin Owens won the Rumble, but oh, Johnny Knoxville was never eliminated. Oh!
Imagine.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Never know. Next up, we have the Alpha Academy's graduation ceremony.
Huh?
And I was a little upset that no one mentioned that they came out to Macho Man's music.
Right.
That was pretty ridiculous.
No, well, here it was just graduation music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, to not even mention that, you know,
right.
This is Macho Man's entrance
right.
music.
And it's
Corey
easy.
Didn't say, ooh, yeah, or anything.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Because someone could, like Byron could have been like, wow, this song seems familiar. What do you think, Cody?
Well,
or not Cody,
that
Corey.
Would have been, and Jerry
Lawler
like,
would have said
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's
oh,
it.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do.
Well, did anyone catch it? Because I didn't. You know, if he said, oh, yeah, or something. Yeah.
I didn't catch it.
Mitch was probably like, don't you fucking dare.
Right.
I think he fucked my daughter. I know he fucked my daughter. I was there after I fucked my daughter.
Oh.
What?
Her first grandchild is Macho Man's kid.
So they're both wearing caps and gowns, and Gable awards Otis with a diploma.
Dumb.
And then Riddle, oh, well, this whole thing. Riddle interrupts, and he's also dressed for the graduation.
Oh, boy.
And it's a green gown.
Like a fucking simpleton.
Get it?
It's green.
Yeah.
It's the weed.
Yeah.
So he reads a speech that he wrote saying, it feels like it was just last week that Randy and I were the Raw Tag Team Champions. More bad writing. Gable says, you're probably looking for a rematch, but you don't even know the definition of the word. So Riddle's like, oh, yeah, rematch is when you light something up twice.
Ew.
Oh, you're so close.
Actually, I think Randy Orton. Yeah.
Stupid.
You can hear Randy Orton saying this backstage.
Randy's like, stupid. Yeah. Randy's like, I'm not going out there.
Fuck this shit up.
So Gable says, we'll give you the rematch if you prove your mental aptitude in an Alpha Academy academic challenge. And then we have a tight shot on Otis shitting his pants. It's probably the only funny thing of this. And as soon as he said it, I thought of the same exact thing that Riddle said. He was like, oh, like in Billy Madison?
Yeah. That was an academic decathlon.
Decathlon, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll have that joke next week? And may God have mercy on your soul.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
It would be if you're gonna do references, save it.
If you're going to do 30-year-old references, you know.
It might as well be that one. Because right? It's still kind of relevant.
Make them just do the whole thing. And then it'll just be like, oh, yeah, cool. It's a less funny version of right. Billy Madison's.
Yeah, and then have Steve Buscemi come out and shoot somebody.
You know?
Sure. So Riddle rambles on, and Otis takes off his gown and leaves the ring to go after him. But then Orton comes out from the crowd to give Gable an RKO. Mm. And then Orton puts on Otis's cap and gown and says, we accept. So Randy's here for that bullshit.
Right. And that's not going to be at the Rumble.
Well, we don't know yet.
No, I mean the academic.
Oh,
because it should.
Right.
Oh, God.
Maybe. Next up, we have Austin Theory versus Finn Balor.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
That's what Balor said when they told him he was going to face Theory again.
Correct. Yeah.
And then before the match, Vince is back.
No.
And he meets with Theory again. Take a listen.
No.
So tonight, how was your good Finn? Yeah, I'm gonna beat him up. Yeah, that's what I'll do. And you don't? I'm gonna beat you up. Yeah, I'll have you dragged back to my office. I'll pull out an equalizer. I'll go to work on you. I'll break every small bone and big bone I possibly can. Then, I'm going for the face. Going for the head and the face. Yeah. By the time I finish, there'll be nothing but blood, snot, and broken teeth. I'm gonna take my phone. I'm gonna take a selfie. And then I'm gonna send it to your mom.
I think he said, I'm going to finish with my softie. I didn't hear very much of that.
I can't understand him. It's all mumble.
I'm going to take a selfie and send it to your mom. Mm. I think Bray Wyatt did a better with the Vince puppet. Yeah. Like Bray Wyatt did a better Vince than Vince is right now.
Correct. Yeah. So I can't wait for this crossover with Law & Order SVU.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus.
I'm going to beat you with it. And then after I finish, I'm going to bring in Veer. And then he's going to finish. Yeah. Because he's been coming for months.
He's going to beat him up, take a selfie, and send it to Austin Theory's mom.
Yeah.
Okay, Vince.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, this was pre-taped now. Like, I think because the first couple they did live and they were so awful, like, we couldn't understand what they were like, we better just pre-tape these. And no, Vince. No, nope. That's not Stone Cold.
47 takes, and this was the best one.
And now it's even worse.
Right. He's like, you know what, Austin? I'm going to give you a stunner. No, that's not Stone Cold. No, that's not. That's the wrong Austin.
What? Why am I talking?
I'll see you at Valentine's Day Massacre.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, there's going to be a big show surprise.
Right. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to inject
poison
into your veins.
Big Show? Big Show?
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
You mean Paul White? That's Paul White.
Oh, God. All right, so Balor versus Theory. Balor misses the coup de grace, and Theory hits the ATL for the clean win.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
After the match, Theory takes a selfie, beats up Balor some more, and then it's another ATL.
Yep.
Because that's another thing that's overdone in wrestling, is hitting your finisher twice.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Just hit it once. Yeah. You won. You don't have to do it again.
Right.
And again, and again, and again, and again.
And again, and again, and again.
Next up, we have Rhea Ripley versus Nikki A.S.H. Mm. Nikki is now calling... What?
ASV.
ASV,
almost
yeah.
Supervillain.
Nikki's now calling herself the People's Hero. Mm. Easy Rock.
Yeah.
People's Champion. Come on now.
The People's Champion.
Then Queen Zelina and Carmella come out before the match to talk trash. They're the tag team champs.
Uh-huh.
Rhea and Nikki are not a tag team anymore.
Correct.
So there's no one to face them.
Right.
And they're talking trash.
They have no idea what to do.
To the only two people that could possibly get together and face them.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, next week, maybe Belair and Liv will challenge them.
Jesus Christ. Shut your fucking mouth, Eric. How fucking dare you?
They just tagged together.
How fucking dare you. So Nikki attacks Ripley from behind and throws her in the steel step, so the match never happens.
Yeah.
And like, thank God.
Shocker.
Don't care.
Next, we have Reggie versus Omos. Dana tries to motivate Reggie backstage before the match as R-Truth, Tozawa, Tamina, and a referee watch from afar while eating popcorn.
Eating popcorn in seats or something. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Omos does the height thing, but he does it without asking this time. So, yeah, progress
good
to Omos.
On you.
Should I do the height thing? Should I do the height thing? Should I do the height thing?
Yeah, dumbass.
Yeah.
It's the one fucking thing.
It's all you have.
It's all you are.
Should I do the one thing that I have?
Yes!
You know, they should just have Shane come back and fucking manage him. At least someone could talk for the fucking guy.
Seriously.
Like, do something, because he has no personality.
No, at all.
Anyways, Reggie jumps off the top rope, but Omos catches him and gives him the two-handed chokeslam for the quick win. 10-second match. He almost broke Aaliyah's record. Like, on the next show.
Yeah, seriously.
So close.
Then we have an in-ring promo from Maryse. She says, my husband has a big mouth, and like usual, I have to clean up his meth. Mess.
His meth.
His meth. Maybe.
Maybe.
So she asks Beth to come out alone so they could talk woman to woman, mother to mother.
Oh, okay.
So Beth comes out with Edge.
Right.
Marie says the match at the Royal Rumble has to be canceled. I don't want it. You don't want it. They don't want it. And it's like, well, yeah, not really.
No.
No, we don't.
Too soon.
And the fans boo, but I imagine this was just the pumped in boos.
It has to be.
Or like, you know, one kid in the front row.
Right.
And Marie does her husband's like, really? Really? Which it's not a punchline. It's not even a rebuttal.
No. It's not even a gimmick.
No.
Then she tells the fans, it doesn't matter what you think. And it was like, all right, okay, Rock.
Stop it.
Right.
What's with everyone trying to be the Rock now?
Yeah.
Then Maryse.
Hinting. They're hinting.
He's coming.
He's coming.
No, he's never coming back. If he wasn't going to show up at Survivor Series, which the whole night was dedicated to him.
Correct.
Right? He couldn't even cut a fucking iPhone promo.
Right. He didn't have 30 seconds to be like, hey, thanks, this is the Rock. 25 years is a long time. All right.
No, Vince is like, hey, Rock, can you at least, like, you know, cut a video promo? Rock's like, I could send you this egg. You got it. Thanks, Rock. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thanks for buying the XFL from me. Who saw that shit coming?
God. Like, all I can think about is the Addams Family Values movie where Fester's there with the wife and he's like, give me a kiss. And she's like, give me a 20.
Yeah.
Like, right. Vince is like, come on, give me a promo. He's like, give me 20 million.
So Maryse tries to tell Beth we're friends, but Beth's like, no one's buying this. You know, the match is not off. I'm not missing the chance to tag with my husband, and I'm not missing the chance to glam slam your ass through that canvas.
Mm.
Yeah.
So Beth's like, fuck it, I'll just do it right now. But then Miz runs out to attack Edge, but Edge knocks him down. And then Maryse hits Beth from behind with her purse, knocking her out. And they retreat to the stage. As Edge checks on Beth and they reveal that there was a brick in the purse.
Good old brick.
Yeah. I was like, at least they
beats that.
A sponge brick.
At least they revealed it.
Yeah, right.
Because like in the first Miz Edge match, she hit Edge with a purse and was like, well, what was in there?
Yeah.
You know, purses don't really hurt that much. Breast pump.
Maybe.
Possibly.
That poor woman is always pregnant.
Yeah, I know.
Miz is like, I don't want to lose them titties. I'll keep sucking on those tits to keep them nice and juicy.
He's like looking at his kid like, wait your fucking turn.
Alistair, were you watching this?
It's un- delay right. again. It was like there was no delay earlier.
Yeah.
Wow. Next
maybe,
up.
Maybe Miz latched on and.
Stop it.
You know, try not to. Try not to.
All right.
And then my husband got on and.
God. Yeah, I got to make it a button.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you know, next week, all the questions will be like, did you, are you gonna make the noise a button?
Yeah.
Every single question will be.
Of
that.
Course. And now people are going to be like, top right?
Yeah.
If you if she replaces Alistair, might as
she
well.
She might.
Yeah. Alistair had a good run. Next up, we have the Street Profits versus, or no, the Street Profits and the Mysterios versus Apollo Crews, Commander Aziz, and the Dirty Dogs.
Who doesn't love an 8-man tag?
8-man, everyone. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're not an AEW fan, I guess.
Am I here on Thursdays?
No.
Is that when you record?
No. Yeah. Backstage before the match, the Street Profits and Mysterios talk about the Rumble, and Ray and Dominic both say, we're going to eliminate 29 other men and win the Rumble.
Hmm.
I don't know if that math checks out.
I do not like the math.
Were they getting it from Scott Steiner? Did Scott Steiner tell them that equation?
Does Ray think that the two of them count as one person because they're a tag team?
Maybe.
Maybe because, like, he's going to have Mysterio, like, in a, like, Dominic's going to have his dad in, like, a baby Bjorn.
Yeah, maybe.
Bulaka dad.
Or, like, together, they're the height of Omos, so.
Right, oh. Yeah.
Well, they wear one of those, like, two-person suits.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. The there you go, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like children do in movies and books.
Right,
in exactly.
Books. Muppets do it.
They should have just made this match a battle royal because everyone just took turns throwing each other over the top rope.
Correct.
And then Ford hit Cruz with the frog splash for the pointless win and a pointless match.
Correct.
And then after, the Mysterios throw the Street Profits out of the ring, and then Ray throws Dominic out of the ring.
And then Dominic finally snaps and murders his dad.
No, I'm convinced it's never happening now.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Like, son, you see? You have to watch your back, man!
Like, okay, even if it happens and like they're setting it up, like it won't be a Mania match. It'll be like the pre-show.
Correct.
It'll be like the kickoff WrestleMania match.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be the pre-show. For Elimination Chamber.
It's always been my dream to wrestle my son at WrestleMania in front of nobody.
Yeah. No one can get in yet. It'll be just like last time it was in Dallas.
At WrestleMania access show at the arena next door.
Yeah.
Right. Not even next door. Like in Dallas proper.
Dude, like a fourth of the people missed. A fourth of the people missed the first two matches when Mania was in Dallas.
Right. Because there was like that long ass line.
Yeah.
Outside, and if you don't cut it,
they didn't let people in soon enough.
Yeah,
yeah, we just walked right to the front.
I did too. I didn't give a fuck.
Next up,
hi,
we have Alexa Bliss.
You did it too.
Well, I lead it.
Next up, we have Alexa Bliss in therapy again, and the therapist does word association, but Alexa responds with Lily every time until he says imaginary. And then she stands up, looks angry, and the therapist leaves.
That's it. He leaves his office.
That's a segment.
That's it. That's the whole thing. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No screaming, though.
No screaming. So I guess we're making progress.
Sure.
But can she be back for the Rumble? Or?
Yeah, she will be.
That's one more week of therapy, then.
Sure.
Yeah.
At least.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean therapy.
So she'll be cured in a week?
No.
By next week?
No.
So she'll be Fiend Alexa in the Rumble?
Sure.
Yeah. Who cares? Okay, forget it. I don't want it.
No. I don't want it.
Just stay away till you're cured.
Then we have the main event, Bobby Lashley versus Seth Rollins. Of course, neither man can afford to lose or win.
Correct.
So Lashley hits the Dominator, but Rollins kicks out. Rollins hits the Pedigree, but Lashley kicks out. And then Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin come out and attack Lashley for the DQ while wearing Hurt Business t-shirts.
They're still the business. It's their business.
So Cedric
now.
And Shelton are the Hurt Business?
Yes, 100%. They bought the business from MVP.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much?
You didn't see the under new management
thing on it? No, I did not. I did not.
You missed it.
So Lashley beats them up. And then the Usos come out from the crowd and double super kick Rollins to end the show.
Wow.
Wild card.
I mean.
Wild card!
And one
why
of them,
even have a draft?
Right.
Like AEW has two shows now on TV. They don't have split rosters.
No.
They make it work.
Right.
You know, now no one really cares about Rampage, but still.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
All right, let's do awards. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Madcap Moss's ring gear.
Oh, he did look like an idiot.
I went from, first I had Jimmy Uso, because half of his hair is red, right down the middle.
Well, I thought that was for Raw, and then I saw it on SmackDown. I was like, oh, no.
Right. Then I had Charlotte Flair, because, you know.
She can't walk in heels.
And then I had Madcap Moss, so I'm sticking, I stuck with Madcap Moss.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
Short shorts and suspenders. Fucking suspenders.
Oh, my God.
And,
like,
for a match.
Like, work boots?
Yeah.
My God.
Again, he belongs on NXT 2.0. Right.
He's like, we work hard, we play hard.
He belongs in NXT 2.0 where everyone has a job and,
correct,
and like a stupid gimmick.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah.
Best dressed?
I went with Becky.
I went Liv.
I had Carmella.
Okay.
That dress she wore was pretty smoking.
Not bad.
Worst acting.
That's tremendous.
Who do you got, guys?
What
do you got?
I'm a genius.
Who do you got?
I love you.
No, I have...
Oh, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
I had him, but you can hit Where the Hell Have You Been.
Oh, sure.
Where the hell have you been?
Where the hell have I been?
Yeah.
Where the hell have I been? No, seriously, I'm wondering. Where the hell is my real face?
Yeah. Yeah.
Best acting?
I went with Roman this week.
Okay. Wow.
He was good.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. I went Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
Gold. Yeah. He was gold, baby. Gold.
Worst comments?
And this was a Rumble. Moss would be eliminated.
Mm-hmm. I had it like your heart, Cruella.
Then I had, I'm going to send a selfie to your mom
of my penis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we get it. We get it, Vince.
Yeah.
Best comment?
Roman saying, if I wanted to main event the Rumble with a megastar, I'd choose your wife.
That's what I had.
Boom.
Yeah, I don't know if you caught this. When Cole was in the ring, you know, the thing that we hate when Cole's in the ring to introduce someone.
Correct, yeah.
And then Charlotte comes out and tells him to leave.
Uh-huh.
McAfee goes, Michael, take a seat, you stooge. Nice. I just laughed out loud. Yeah.
Worst match.
Doudrop and Becky versus Bianca and Liv.
Oh, God, that was bad.
Doudrop brought the whole match down.
She did. I had the 8-man tag on Raw.
All right.
I had the SmackDown one.
And then Super Slow Mo, I had the 8-man tag on SmackDown.
I had Omos versus Reggie.
I switched them as well.
Okay. Best match?
I had Rollins versus Lashley just because there wasn't much else.
No ending. I had KO Priest. I actually liked that match.
I had KO Priest because that had an ending. Worst move?
Rick Boogs cutting his hair.
Oh.
Terrible move.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like good, but Charlotte taking the twist of fate.
All right.
Horrid.
And coming 5 feet from the fucking mat.
Horrid.
Coming? You mean Veer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But best move?
That spear that Lashley gave Shelton, which destroyed like half of the barricade.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I just had Lita doing a twist of fate, just her doing her move.
Right.
Yeah, when the KO show, Kevin Owens asked Seth, should we sit, should we stand? And Seth was like, let's stand. So they threw the chairs, and like they threw the chairs down, and then Owens like kicked the chair, like just for good measure. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Worst moment or segment?
Therapy time.
I had the Alpha Academy thing.
Okay, I had therapy.
Fucking dumb.
I had Vince McMahon and Austin Theory.
All three are acceptable.
Yes.
Best moment or segment?
KO show?
Yeah, it's got to be that. What else could it possibly be?
Correct.
Yeah. The Seth and Roman back and forth was pretty good just because of their history and everything.
Right, yeah.
But
KO show was better.
KO show.
All right, on to breaking news.
Ho-ho.
WWE announced that they are returning to Saudi Arabia.
Already?
Broken by Yahoo Saudi.
Oh, who else would break it?
They are returning on Saturday, February 19th. Yeah, that's right. We put it on the weekend now, you little bitches. We heard you complaining that you can't skip work on a Thursday morning to watch our pay-per-view.
You sons of bitches.
So it is Saturday, February 19th. For Elimination Chamber, our favorite match.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So many will die.
You had me at Chamber.
You had me at Elimination of Life. So Fightful actually broke the story a few days before WWE made the announcement.
Yes.
It will be held in the brand new Jeddah Superdome, which is now the largest dome in the world.
Because of course it is.
Yeah. How many people are buried under that fucking dome?
Oh, I know.
Like the people that built it and then they murdered them.
Oh my God.
So this is
the slaves that built it.
This is like the first pay-per-view that they've done out of the U.S. I mean, continental U.S.
When?
In forever.
No, they had the Lesnar-Reigns match in October in Saudi Arabia.
No, I'm talking about, an actual pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Saudi Mania and all that shit.
Well, but none of them are pay-per-views anymore.
Well.
Well, they've all been called, Crown Jewel and all this bullshit.
Yes,
this one, is the Elimination Chamber.
Yes.
So.
This is, more canon, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all can't. I mean, fucking The Fiend beat Seth Rollins for the Universal title at Saudi Mania.
Truth.
But yeah, this one, we can't even call it Saudi Mania. Or the Saudi Chamber, I guess.
Yeah.
There were rumors that they were going to change the name to WrestleMania Chamber.
Right.
Shut up.
Because they felt like Elimination Chamber was a little too on the nose to be in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, they're sticking with Elimination Chamber.
Well, it's not at WrestleMania, so...
Yeah, well, neither was Backlash.
Well, yeah. It's just like WrestleMania. Because we have all the same matches.
Hey, in the Elimination Chamber, you can have as many women as you want to put in there.
Yeah.
Right.
And then in the end, we will... What?
Well,
chamber?
What are you going to do for the women's... You're going to have a women's Elimination Chamber match. Yes, well, we will put the women in the cages...
Okay, and?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, right, we will set it on fire.
Completely random question, has nothing to do with anything. Are those glasses, those pods bulletproof? Just curiosity.
If we set the ring on fire in a dome, will everyone choke to death?
Yes.
Or will we be able to... Will the women burn quick enough?
Will the men be okay?
If the fire gets too big, we will send our women firefighters, volunteer firefighters, slave firefighters to the ring, and they will put out the fire or join the fire. Who knows?
Hey, Ali and Mustafa, bring your wives to the matches, but leave before the ladies' chamber.
We are women firefighters. We give them super soakers to put out the fire.
They taught them how to put out the fires just by jumping onto the fire.
Now remember, ladies, remember you have to pump four times to make the super soaker.
Right? No, they just taught them to stop, drop, and roll, but on the fire.
We help them. We pour them in gasoline and tell them get in there. You know,
you're wet. You're all wet.
You're already wet.
Oh, man. Yikes!
So, also, Mustafa Ali posted on social media that he has requested his release from WWE.
Yes.
And again, the Saudi prince was like, dude, this was going to be your big push. Yeah. We were going to push you.
Pit of despair.
We were going to let you set all the women on... This was your big push, you idiot. So maybe that was the problem.
Yeah.
But no, he said... he posted, I have a message that is much bigger than my dreams in pro wrestling. Despite my best efforts, I will not be able to deliver this message while working with WWE. Therefore, I'm requesting my release from WWE. This was very LeBron James and Kevin Durant-ish. Mm-hmm. Not yet, as far as we know. Yeah. But Fightful reported that there was a heated argument between Ali and Vince over his character. And I'm thinking maybe he wasn't comfortable with his latest gimmick of calling the fans racist, remember? He did that the last couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like me because I'm, Muslim?
Yeah.
So maybe he didn't like that. I don't know. Also, the official WWE Fox Sports Twitter account recently tweeted, what's the most shocking moment in Royal Rumble history? Well, former WWE head writer Brian Gewirtz replied, you mean besides an unplanned legit tie followed by the chairman of the company coming down to the ring, tearing both his quads live on pay-per-view just before the entire company flew to Japan to do weekly TV for the first time ever?
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be it.
He's like, oh, yeah, besides that.
Yes.
Right.
What's number two?
Right.
Yeah.
And then Big Time Wrestling announced that the Hardy Boys will be teaming up for the first time in 3 years on March 12th. In Webster, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Like in their backyard?
Something like that, yeah. Right. But how long till Jeff's in AEW? joining the Matt Hardy office.
Yeah,
moments away.
Then WWE has officially filed an in-ring name, a trademark for an in-ring name, Gunther Stark.
Oh, is he going to be like a tech guy like Tony Stark?
No. They filed this on January 13th, Gunther Stark. Louis Dangor of Gimme Sport pointed out that Gunther Stark was the name of a captain who served in the Navy, for the Nazis during World War II.
Aaliyah?
Oh, my God.
So I imagine they're not going to be using this name anymore. Yeah. Matt, now that they know, you know? Hey, Vince, I know you really like that name, Gunther Stark, but we found out that, you know, he was a Nazi.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the last thing I have is Sonny, a.k.a. Tammy the Sitch, was arrested last Thursday for allegedly threatening to kill her intimate partner with a pair of scissors.
Her intimate partner.
Yeah, that's what the cops used.
Poor guy.
Cops says that an officer witnessed the incident and added that Sitch appeared to be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Sitch was booked on 3 criminal charges, including possessing a weapon for unlawful purpose and terroristic threats.
Wow.
And apparently the incident was caught on the cop's dash cam, so we might see video at some point of this whole thing.
That would be amazing.
And let's also not forget that Sitch was released from prison just this past July of last year after being in prison for over a year. So she just got out, and now she's going back.
You gotta love it.
Gotta love it. Jesus.
Jeez.
You got anything?
No, I don't.
Rumor time!
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
Alright, so Fightful reported that Cody Rhodes is currently a free agent and is working in AEW without a contract.
What?
Saying he's also not currently under contract as an EVP either.
Yeah, come on.
And this sparked rumors that suggested Rhodes will appear in the Royal Rumble, which I feel is dumb because I'm sure Tony Khan would want Rhodes in the Rumble even more so if he was signed with AEW.
Correct.
But then on Tuesday, Dave Meltzer tweeted, Cody Rhodes will be on Dynamite tomorrow night.
Live on Dynamite.
He will not be in the Royal Rumble, nor will Jon Moxley. And everyone was like, no shit. And then CM Punk replied to Meltzer saying, working on my calendar, am I in the Rumble?
But he didn't mention Jericho.
No, he did not.
Mm.
Meltzer also claimed that AEW sources were avoiding him. So he said either it's true and they're all mad it's out, or it's a work and they don't want to lie to me. It's neither. It's neither, Dave.
Right. Jesus. He thinks so highly of himself.
Well, we don't want to lie to you, Dave, because you're so respected.
Yeah.
God.
But no, it could be a work. People are saying maybe it's a work, and that's like the excuse Cody will use to go after the world championship in AEW.
Right.
You know? So we'll see. But, I mean, that happened. Dolph Ziggler said that a couple years ago, that he was working without a contract. Like, it was just a handshake deal with Vince.
Mm.
So, who knows?
Yeah.
Hand job deal.
Right.
But I doubt Cody would want to go back to WWE. I mean, like...
No, of course not.
You know, I get to book my own shit here. Like, I book myself as this amazing superstar.
I mean, I am.
Yeah. If I go back to WWE, Vince is going to be like, just going to hand me 2 markers and be like, go ahead, paint your face, Stardust.
I said, paint it, damn it.
Or Veer will paint it for you.
Ugh. Yeah. Yikes.
Pfeiffer reported that after 7 long years, Corey Graves has been cleared to wrestle again.
Yeah.
We have seen recent videos of him training in the ring, and he did briefly win the 24/7 championship before getting rolled up. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, he has to take that roll up.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Vince is going to let him wrestle.
Right.
Because, like, Vince probably loves him on commentary.
Probably does.
Gonna be like the Samoa Joe thing, like, sorry, you're cleared, but you have to stay on commentary.
Fuck you.
Or maybe we can get the Corey Graves Byron Saxton match that everyone's been clamoring for.
Oh yeah. Well, I remember like years ago there was a rumble where Jerry Lawler was on commentary And then his music played as one of the entrants for the Rumble. And he literally took off his jacket and he had his ring gear on.
Slinglet.
And went in there.
And Bret Hart eliminated immediately.
Bret Hart immediately eliminated him.
Yeah. Yes. So I thought that would be something cool for him to do.
Didn't JBL do that one year too?
Maybe.
His number was called and he got up and he went in.
Yeah.
Also, Fightful says that Lita was in talks with AEW last year for a possible match with Britt Baker at All Out.
Wow.
But they couldn't come to an agreement. Son of a bitch!
Yeah.
Wow.
Because she wanted Matt Hardy not there at all.
Right.
And oh, that's funny.
They're like,
But yeah, I mean, that would have been good for Britt Baker.
Oh, for
that's
sure.
been the issue
sure.
right now with her title run is she's had...
There's nobody.
Really, she's got no one to fight.
No one to fight.
Yeah.
And then this is my favorite rumor. WrestlingNew.co has reported that Vince McMahon has given up on pushing Finn Balor.
Oh.
Breaking news from the year 2017.
Right. Crazy.
I just thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no fucking shit.
It's like a Throwback Thursday thing.
Right.
Right, yeah. Time hop.
So that's all I got.
Yeah.
Trivia time?
Hey.
Oh.
Trivia.
Here we go. All right. So it's just bottom right.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Oh, okay.
All right, you get one guess each, so no. Once you guess, you're done.
All right.
Well.
So just make sure you know it first. I was the first ever entrant in the first ever Royal Rumble.
Okay.
First ever entrant. I am a 7-time world champion. I am in the WWE Hall of Fame. I won the Royal Rumble with someone else. I was a...
Lex Luger?
Oh, that is incorrect.
Keep going.
Well, that pretty much gives it away because...
Well, not to Eric. I have another guess, though, if Eric doesn't want to use his.
Let's see. I thought you'd have it by then. I was a 2-time Intercontinental Champion. I was a 2-time Tag Team Champion. I was King of the Ring twice.
Come on, Eric.
That is all you get until I give the next clue.
Oh, shit.
I was the Superstar of the Year in 1993.
Come on, Eric. Come on. Read the Royal Rumble thing again.
It's the first ever. Oh, no. I won the Royal Rumble with someone else.
With someone else.
Yeah. All right, this is taking too long.
Andrew?
Bret Hart.
Thank you.
I was thinking Bret Hart, too. When you said clue, Superstar 93.
My only other clue was I am arguably the most famous person in Canada.
Him and Luger tied?
Yeah, they hit
I don't remember that.
So they both got a shot at Yokozuna at WrestleMania.
Okay.
One than the other.
All right. Yeah.
All right, fan questions. Jake Baker, Push Fire Barry, match of the night at the Royal Rumble. We have Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns, and the men's Royal Rumble.
Well, considering that Johnny Knoxville is probably going to win the Rumble, I say fire that, Barry, Lesnar, Lashley, and push
I am
Seth
worried
and Roman.
About. I am worried about the Rumble.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like they're building anyone up that
no.
could even win the Rumble.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Right. It's like that year that they didn't really build anyone up and then Sheamus won it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would push Seth and Roman.
Yeah.
Barry, Brock, and Bobby.
Right.
Fire the Rumble. I'm just not... that excited. I'm more excited to hope Liv Morgan wins the women's one.
Correct.
Which I'm not too sure about, though, right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Kyle Fox in WWE just criticized AEW for having too much blood and gore in their shows. Didn't they burn Bray Wyatt alive on pay-per-view?
Didn't they remove eyeballs?
They did.
Multiple times?
Yeah, he mentioned that as well, yeah. And then Paul said, don't forget Vince talking about mutilating people on Raw.
Wow. Yeah,
like Austin Theory.
Right.
We're just not that kind of company.
They said that after the women had their like a street fight on Rampage,
like the Bunny and because
the women were all bloodied up.
Someone versus Anna Jay.
So
and
I guess
Conti.
in WWE, they don't want the women doing that.
Yeah.
Minnesota Nice, do you think the wrestlers know that their crowd noise is pumped in? Yes.
Of course.
100% they do.
Yeah.
Also, I'm getting really annoyed of Liv smiling after every line she says.
I know. Sure, she's not great at that part.
Jason Dearn, when Veer finally comes in the Royal Rumble, will it be this generation's version of Austin's beer truck and Angle's milk truck? And who wins once that mess is all cleaned up?
Wow.
I mean, who would you pick right now?
To win the Rumble?
Yeah.
For on the men's side, it's just so all over the place.
Right.
Like if Bobby Lashley beats Brock with Roman's help.
Then Brock comes out and wins. Yeah. That's what I'd have to say.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Luis Torres, Pushfire Barry, Milkomania, Kurt Angle, Ruthless Aggression, Kurt Angle, Perk Kurt Angle. That's fucked up. Perk Angle.
Yike.
What's Perk mean?
Percocet. Percocet.
Oh, yeah. So fire that.
Yeah.
Push Milkomania and Barry Ruthless Aggression.
All right. Kurt recently spoke about that because that was a nickname fans gave him for a while. But he was like, I was never perked up during matches.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wanted to point out.
Right.
He says, P.S. Sonya has beef with Naomi because of Mandy Rose. Hashtag never forget. I forgot.
Huh. I also forgot.
What did Naomi do to Mandy Rose?
Oh,
that's right. They did feud and Mandy tried to seduce one of the Usos, whatever one is married to Naomi.
Oh, Jesus.
Mario Rizzo, I'm sorry, but whoever can tolerate Nikki A.S.H. deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Who's writing this shit? And then Omos, you think they learned after the Giant Gonzalez shenanigans.
I'm sorry, is there a question?
No.
Just some comments.
Perfect. That's not a question, Professor. Andy Piccone, Pushfire Barry, Sweet Chin Music to Shelton Benjamin, the RKO to Rollins at WrestleMania 31, or Roman's spear turned into a pedigree by Rollins.
I'm going to fire that. Because the other two are so great. I think I'm going to push the Orton thing. It was at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He got so high. The timing was so great.
Right.
The Shawn thing's amazing, but just in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the RKO is the best one out of those. Definitely the push.
This one is from I Promise I'm Coming with the Veer avatar.
Oh, nice.
Did you catch Rain foreshadowing a Dominic elimination? Also, I told you I was coming. Just need a week off to clean up all that. Well, that's a little too obvious.
Wow.
Keith Hoffman said if they could throw people over like that at the Royal Rumble, they could win. Didn't know if you knew that, but that's how you win, in case you missed it.
Helper Henderson.
Yeah. Joseph Reiling, well, at least Veer is still coming. That has to make up for a little of this shit show, right?
A lot of cum questions this week.
Yes.
It's very cummy questions.
Keith, I was so on the fence about continuing my viewership of WWE, but now that Omos and Doudrop are being heavily featured weekly with their premier mic skills and Bret Hart-esque technical skills, I'm totally going to tune in. Fuck you, Vince.
Wow.
Amir, is Becky becoming repetitive with the same promo every week, or is it just me? I think she needs someone who can match her level on the mic, but WWE really doesn't have anyone that good in the women's division.
I would kind of agree with that.
Well, no one really has a shot because it's all scripted promos.
Right.
Yeah.
So we don't even know. Alan Dick, in your minds, who's the best current WWE performer?
Performer?
Yeah.
I mean,
Kevin Owens,
Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to get a good match from them.
Kevin Owens is probably my answer. I mean, Seth's right there.
Yeah.
He's a little douchey, but he's right there.
Roll up, Carnosaur, which is the best misheard promo line? Rhea's penis. Or Nikki's fucks it down the toilet? It certainly sounded like she said fucks it.
She did. I heard that too, actually.
Okay. I was like,
interesting.
I didn't notice that.
But you know.
Sean P. But no, penis. That's the best.
Penis?
I'm gonna let your penis hurt Nikki's feelings. Carmella with your big veiny penis.
So good.
Sean P. Matthews, how many times would you hit bottom right if MJF showed up about 24th in the Rumble and CM Punk's music hit at 30? So how many times would we hit?
Who are you?
No, we know who they are.
Yeah.
We get that mixed up. I even got it mixed up once, but no, he meant bottom left.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be insane.
Oh, I like how calm you were about it. No, we know who they are.
Yeah.
Pop culture junkie. Last night, my wife, who is a casual wrestling fan at best, finished season 3 of Dark Side of the Ring. She turned to me and asked, why does anyone still choose to work for someone like Vince McMahon? I couldn't think of a good answer. Can you guys help me with this one?
Money.
Money. Yeah,
that's it.
Here comes the money.
That's it.
You can have a shitty boss if they pay you enough.
But now a lot of them are choosing not to.
Right.
A lot of them are requesting their release.
Yeah.
Now that there's another place to work.
Right. Well, it's not just that. I mean, now there's multiple places to work.
Yeah, but there's only two where you can get paid very well.
Well, you look at like Matt Cardona. I mean, he's showing up everywhere and he's doing very well.
But
how do we know that?
Roman Reigns, okay, like Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins.
Amazing Vegas wedding.
Well, he had money from WWE for like 20 years.
Still, but I mean, it's, you know.
No, but like the top stars in WWE and AEW, they can only go to either company.
Right.
Like Roman Reigns can only go to AEW or WWE. Like fucking Impact Wrestling is not going to be able to afford Roman Reigns.
What's Joe Hanoi doing in the Impact Zone? Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, Jonathan Roots, his theory, Vince's pangolin, no matter how many times you go back, he fucks it every time. Yeah, that's a South Park joke.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
good. Probably.
Yep.
I would think so.
Oof.
Yeah. That's all for fan questions, and though.
Now he's trying to get his mom, too, because he's going to send pictures to her.
Yeah. That's the show, though. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And yes. Check out the other podcast, Hollywood Hogwash.
You got a Rumble recap.
Yeah.
You got another bonus episode.
Yeah.
AEW this week.
Yeah.
And next week. The week after that.
Go sub to Patreon.
Yeah.
Go do it, Undertaker.
Just a troll.